Offer, Acceptance, and In Between. Introduction. Offers and counteroffers. By now, we all know that a real estate transaction begins with a listing or buyer representation agreement. It progresses to a sales contract and ends with closing and funding. Part of the process includes offers and counteroffers to meet the needs of the parties. The offer opens negotiations between the buyer and seller. In Texas, a buyer submits an offer on a residential property on the 1-4 family contract or another contract form as required by the specific property type. The agent will fill in the blanks according to the offerer's buyer wishes and submit the fully completed form to the listing agent, who will present it to the seller. At this point, the contract is not legally binding. The seller may accept the offer as presented, reject the offer, ignore the offer, or counter it. Any change to the original offer by the party receiving that offer terminates it. If a party changes one small item in the offer before signing, it becomes a counteroffer. A counteroffer is a rejection of the offer as written. It is actually a new offer. Buyers and sellers will often counter back and forth to work toward an agreement that satisfies all parties. Some of the terms they negotiate are the sales price, contract contingencies, the cost of repairs, closing date, timeframes, and items that will convey with the property, like washers and dryers, refrigerators, and other appliances that can be expensive to replace. The offer becomes a contract when all parties have accepted by signing and the acceptance is communicated. What to do with offers? Bullet. An offer can be withdrawn at any time prior to acceptance. All offers must be presented to the intended party. Bullet. An offer can be accepted, rejected, countered, or ignored. Reasons a sale can fall through. What could go wrong? Seasoned agents know that just because a buyer and seller signed a contract, it does not mean that they will make it to the closing table. There are a whole host of things that can, and often do, go wrong before a sale closes. The buyer is unable to obtain third-party financing. Most home buyers are not sitting on enough cash to purchase a home outright. Even those who do have cash, like investors, often want to hang on to it, opting instead to leverage credit to purchase the property. Most lenders have specific underwriting criteria borrowers must meet before they can be approved for a loan, including a minimum credit score, specific salary requirements, etc. Though most buyers are now pre-qualified or pre-approved for financing before they even tour a home, there is still a chance that the financing might fall through. A borrower's inability to obtain financing is one of the top reasons why real estate deals die. Offers contingent on third-party financing are not deal breakers, especially since most of the offers a seller receives will have this contingency. It is difficult for a seller to avoid offers with financing contingencies. However, the seller should ensure that the agent requires buyers to be pre-qualified or pre-approved before they tour the property. While not entirely foolproof, it could reduce the chance of financing issues along the way. Sellers can also consider offers with significant down payments. The appraisal is too low or unacceptable to the buyer's lender. Sometimes a seller will list his or her property for slightly more than the market will bear, and will accept an offer that comes in close, yet just under asking price. However, once the appraiser submits his or her report, the opinion of value is less than expected. Lenders do not want to lend a borrower more than the appraiser's opinion of value. If the appraisal does not support the sales price, the lender will often reduce the loan amount. If the loan amount available to the borrower is reduced, then the deal could fall through. If he or she is inclined, the seller could reduce the sales price to make up the difference. To do this, the broker will submit the amendment to contract, TREC contract number 39-9, with the new sales price. However, the seller is not under any obligation to do so. When the buyer is obtaining third-party financing, the buyer's agent may attach the addendum concerning the right to terminate due to lender's appraisal, which we will discuss at length in the next chapter. The inspection reveals unexpected issues and/or expensive repairs. This situation occurs quite frequently. The inspector finds defects unacceptable to the buyer, and the buyer exercises his or her option to terminate, if there is one, if the seller refuses to negotiate the repairs. The survey reveals encumbrances or zoning issues. Buyers do not want to purchase a property they cannot use as they intend. Not being able to run a business out of a home or finding out that a residential property is now zoned for commercial can cause buyers to exercise their option to terminate. Choosing the best offer. Factors to consider when fielding offers. Many sellers would love to list their homes and receive multiple competing offers on the same day. In reality, that is not often the case, but it does happen in some markets. When it does happen, sellers do not often see beyond the offering price. In their eyes, the biggest offer is the best. Ultimately, the decision of which offer to accept rests with the seller. However, the agent can help the seller see beyond the dollar signs to choose the best offer for their property. An offer with a high price tag can get anyone's blood pumping. However, the best offer is not always the one with the highest price. A high-priced offer may also come with a host of contingencies that could complicate the transaction. The more complications, the more chance that something can go wrong. When reviewing offers with sellers, talk them through the pros and cons of each offer. The best offers are those that contain few or no contingencies. Advise the seller to consider the following. 1. Contingencies. 2. Size of the down payment. 3. Size of the earnest money deposit. 4. How many repairs the buyer requests. 5. Cash offers or conventional financing. FHA financing may require the seller to pay for repairs and closing costs. Earnest money. If the offer does not contain a provision for earnest money, the seller may want to skip it. Earnest money, while not a requirement for a valid contract, shows that the buyer has a certain level of commitment to purchasing the home. Likewise, if the offer does contain a provision for earnest money, but it is low, say $500 for a $350,000 home, the seller may want to consider other offers. There is no rule governing the amount of earnest money a buyer should pay, but generally, in Texas, most offers are around 1% of the sales price and can go up to 3% or more. The more the earnest money, the more committed the buyer is to purchasing the home. Losing $500 if the deal falls through does not hurt the buyer as much as losing $3,500. An offer with a low earnest money deposit could indicate that the buyer does not care if they get the seller's property. They could have offers on other properties as well. Contract acceptance and REO properties. Working with REO properties. Many agents will encounter buyers who want to purchase a bank-owned property, commonly referred to as an REO, real estate-owned property. REO properties make some agents uncomfortable, because they know that REO transactions require extra steps that regular sales do not. We will discuss the differences between REO sales and traditional non-REO sales as they relate to contracts and contract acceptance. First of all, banks do not want to foreclose on a property. While the deed of trust in Texas makes the foreclosure process a little easier than in traditional mortgage states, things can still get messy during a foreclosure. Tensions and emotions run high, and the owner may damage the property in retaliation or refuse to leave. The property becomes the bank's problem as it is now real estate owned by the bank and a non-performing asset. The bank is responsible for the property's maintenance and is not making any money on it. An REO department manages the properties, reviewing offers on bank-owned properties nationwide. Employees often handle multiple properties and offers at a time. Banks typically work with a local agent to list their properties for them. Many buyers believe that a bank would be eager to unload an REO property, making the offer and acceptance process quicker than a non-REO sale. However, the bank, while ready to move a non-performing asset off of its books, wants to protect itself because it has already been burned by the previous owner. Banks often require an offeror to have a pre-approval letter from a lender before even considering a contract. Agents working in REO sales should submit the buyer's pre-approval letter and a copy of the earnest money check along with the offer. Some banks require specialized forms and addenda. There may be a specific form or worksheet the agent must submit to the REO department's asset manager that summarizes the offer's most basic information. This form simplifies the asset manager's task. The asset manager may be overwhelmed with contracts on REO properties across the country, so having the offer at a glance helps ease the load. The offer. Filling out the contract for an REO property differs slightly from a traditional non-REO sale. You will most likely complete the TRE C1-4 family residential contract. Ask your broker if the brokerage has a standard procedure for filling out the contract. Some very basic guidance includes: ask the broker how to fill in the seller's name. You will most likely leave it blank. The bank will provide the seller's information in its addendum. The bank chooses the title company. The MLS may include the name of the title company. If not, the bank will choose. The bank will not pay for a survey, nor does it have an existing survey for the property. The buyer will pay, so check the correct box on the contract. The bank does not have to provide a seller's disclosure notice for the property. The buyer will not receive one. Make sure to check the correct box. There is generally no option. Money. Agents would write NA into the blanks in paragraph 5A because it does not apply to the REO sale. REO addendums. The bank will make changes to the contract to reflect how it wants it to read, typically on an REO addendum. If the buyer has any questions about the terms, refer them to an attorney. Having an attorney read through the bank's addendum is an excellent way to prevent the buyer from getting burned. There may be outstanding liens or violations affecting the property that the bank wants to unload on the buyer, which could mean big bucks coming out of the buyer's pockets. Some properties may have no power or other utilities, making inspection and appraisal difficult. In some cases, the bank expects the buyer to pay to have the utilities turned on in his or her name for the inspection. But beware, there might be outstanding utility bills the buyer could be responsible for. The bank will write these terms into its addendum. Advise your clients to read very carefully. Again, they may want to consider having an attorney review the addendum. A bank's REO addendum, sometimes called a purchase addendum or real estate purchase addendum, is created to protect the bank and therefore works in its favor. The terms the bank writes into the addendum supersede the terms of the buyer's contract. In most cases, the addendum is as long or longer than the contract. The buyer must sign the addendum, agreeing to the new terms, or the bank will not sign and execute the contract. The bank may also continue to show the property if it desires and could sell it to another individual if it does not execute the contract with your buyer. Negotiations. even though a property may be bank-owned, a buyer's agent can still negotiate. While many buyers might expect that purchasing a foreclosure guarantees a good deal, it is not always the case. The bank wants to make as much on the deal as possible and will negotiate, but often not to the extent buyers would like. Despite the bank's desire to make its money back on a mortgage loan, buyers and investors can negotiate good deals on foreclosed properties. The bank will generally counter the first offer, especially if it is on the low end. It does this for two primary reasons. One, it wants the best price for its asset. Two, it does not want to appear too eager to offload the property. Appearing too eager sends the message that the buyer has the upper hand. Prepare your buyer to wait for a response. Unlike a traditional seller and seller's agent, the bank employees in the REO department will not respond to an offer at 7:30 p.m. on a Saturday. It could take several days, perhaps even a week or more. Keep in mind that the bank may be considering multiple offers on a property, which could delay the process even more. Considerations for REOs. Select each heading to check out practices agents should follow when it comes to REO sales. 1. Selling as is. Agents should explain to their buyers that banks rarely do repairs or warranty any repairs. It does agree to do. Banks generally sell REO property as is, meaning that they will not repair it unless the buyer can make a strong case. Some banks' REO addenda contain language like as is, where is, and with all faults. Banks are exempt from providing a seller's disclosure notice for foreclosed properties, so buyer beware. 2. Contingent on inspection. Strongly suggest that the buyer make the contract contingent on an inspection. That way, if the report comes back with some expensive or potentially dangerous issues, the buyer can terminate the contract. Banks typically specify the number of days the buyer has to perform all inspections. 3. Closing. Inform buyers that there is rarely an option period for an REO sale. They should also understand that they will have to pay the bank a per diem per day penalty if they delay closing. Explain to your buyers that they will not receive a general warranty deed. A final word on REO properties. Experienced agents who know each bank's requirements for REO properties can prepare their buyers for the process and help them close the deal on the property. Many agents have built successful careers specializing in REO properties.